This is Passport to Texas. On January 20th, Texas Parks and Wildlife's Artificial Reef Program sank a 371-foot cargo vessel named the Kraken, more than 30 miles off the coast of Galveston. Allison Baldwin is an artificial reef technician.
Because Texas doesn't have a lot of structure, it makes it hard for fishermen to fish because fish really enjoy structure. So anytime we put structure out here, it's really good for fishermen and divers.
Program leader Dale Shively says the Kraken, which began life in 1987 as a Japanese cargo ship, was cleaned of fuel, oil, and hazardous materials before being deployed into Gulf waters.
We're at our reef site about 65 miles out of Galveston. We're trying to maneuver into a deep water spot that's at least 140 feet deep.
To facilitate a controlled flood to sink the ship, Baldwin says work crews cut four large holes into its hull.
Water will rush into the stern, and we're hoping that the stern touches the bottom first. And all that superstructure will fill with water, and it'll bring the bow down nice and slow.
Everything progressed flawlessly because of the planning and preparation that went into it beforehand.
As soon as we sink the ship, there should be fish on it within minutes, which is really exciting.
Since 1990, the Artificial Reef Program has documented more than 200 marine fish species that make these complex, stable, and durable habitats home. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.